نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today we have to begin with سورة الفاتح. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. All praise belongs to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Here the word is Fatir, not Khaliq. There are two levels of creation. One creation which we call in modern philosophy ex nihilo, out of nothingness, to create something out of absolutely nothingness. And the second is to create something from something which is already present. Creating man from the clay. The clay was there. Man was created from clay. To create jinns from the fire. Fire was already there. But that creation ex nihilo, creation from nothingness, is ibda, badiyo samawati wal-ard. And the other word is fatar, fatir samawati wal-ard. He is the creator or originator of the heavens and the earth. Jailil malaikati rusulam, the appointer of the angels as messengers. We have read it in Surah Al-Hajj. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulam wa min al-nas. This chain of messengerhood consists of two links. First, an angel who gets the message from Allah and conveys it to a human angel, a human messenger. That was, in our case, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Jibreel, messenger number one, from among the malaika, from among the angels. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, messenger number two, from among the human beings. The angels having two or three or four wings. Now, this is from Ayatul Mutashabihat. We can't understand what it means, what type of wings they have. Yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha. And Allah increases in creation whomsoever he likes. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Verily Allah is powerful over everything. Ma yaftahi Allahu lin-nasi min rahmatin fala mumsika laha. Whatsoever mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to mankind, there is none to withhold it. What is meant here is the institution of prophethood and messengerhood. This institution basically is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the prophets came and they led people to the right path, messengers came and they called people to the right way. So it was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reached its climax in the person of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we call him Rahmatun lil alameen. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. So now actually, the reference is to those of the unbelievers who said, why this nabuwa? What for? It's no use. Allah says, this is a mercy from us and nobody can stop it. Whatsoever of mercy Allah grants mankind, there is none to withhold it. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ اللَّهِ. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, nobody can grant it. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is all-wise, all-powerful. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O mankind, remember Allah's blessings upon you. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Just think, is there any other creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can provide you sustenance from the earth and heavens? La ilaha illahu. There is no God except Him. Fanna tufakun. So from where are you being diverted? وَإِنْ يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they are belying you, before you also, many messengers were belied by their nations. وَإِنَ اللَّهِ كُلِّ الْأُمُورِ. And finally all the matters return or will be returned to Allah. Her final decision. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'ada Allahi haqqun. O mankind, the promise of your Lord is true. The promise that He will resurrect you, that you will be again created. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ غَرُورٌ. These words we had in Surah Luqman also. So let not the life of this world deceive you. Let not this life of this world be a barrier between you and Akhirah. Use it as a means to earn Akhirah. As I told you, the hadith of the Prophet, الدُّنْيَا بَذْرَاتُ الْآخِرَةِ. This is the sowing field. Here you sow, so that you can reap in the Akhirah. But don't make it, that is your beloved, and you desire only this world, and you get lost in this world. أَلَّذِينَ وَلَّ خَارْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Then you are doomed. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And let not that arch deceit, Satan, let deceive you in the name of Allah. I explained it there also, that he somehow sometimes says, oh Allah is forgiving. If you are given to, addicted to liquor, drinking liquor, okay, it won't continue. Allah is forgiving. If you are engaged in some forbidden business, okay, go on. Allah is forgiving. He is very merciful. So this is a deceit in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Verily, Satan is for you an enemy. So take him, you also, as an enemy of yours. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ. Actually, he is calling his own party. لَيَكُونُوا مِنَ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So that they become the companions of the blazing fire. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Those who disbelieve, for them is the very great chastisement. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those who come to believe and they do good deeds, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. For them is the forgiveness and the great reward. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Okay, if a person for whom his bad deeds are made beautiful, he sees them beautiful. He sees that these are very good. For example, the culture, in the name of culture, all type of indecent things going on, nudity, you know, everything going on in the name of culture. It's culture. So, these things, you know, Satan makes bad things look beautiful to you. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So Allah leads astray to whom He likes. If someone has taken to this path, okay, Allah says go. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He guides to the right path whomsoever He likes. فَلَا تَغْضَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't let your soul waste away in grief for them. When they were not listening to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not responding positively to his calls, he was grieved. Allah says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرُ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. In Surah Al-Shura, perhaps you will kill yourself in this grief that they are not believing you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمُ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Verily Allah knows what they are making. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا. And Allah is He who sends the winds. So they raise a cloud. فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. And then we drive it to a land which was lying dead. No signs of life. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Then with that bottle of rain, we bring to life that dead land. كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورُ. Just in the same way, you will come out of the earth. Earth was lying without any vegetation. Rain came, and now there is greenery, vegetation, grass and crops and everything. In this same way, this earth would be lying dead. But when the command of Allah will come, you will come out of it. And you will be given the second creation. Man kana yuridul izzata, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whosoever wants honor and power in this world, whom we call ambitious people, he should know فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. All honor and power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَرُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Towards him ascend good words, good ideas. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. And a righteous deed, it exalts it. It is very important, you know. There is a good idea I am presenting, but unless I can work hard for it, it won't grow in this world. Howsoever good this idea might be, it won't be accepted by the people. You have to take pains to propagate that idea. Kalimat Tayyib. And now we have the Kalimat Tayyibah. And what is the Kalimat Tayyibah? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But now, to establish this kalima, you have to work hard. Jahidu fillahi haqqa jihadihi. Otherwise, the truth is there. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the biggest truth. But it is lying on the ground. Who cares for it? Majority of the world doesn't care for this kalima. Also, the Muslim world, it's not acting according to this kalima. So, amal salih is needed. Hard work and a struggle which is conclusive. وَلَذِينَ يَبْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And whosoever is striving and planning for evils, for them there will be serious chastisement. وَبَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يُبُورُ. And all the plans of such people are going to perish in the long run. Although at a certain stage they might be very effective, very awful. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And Allah created you out of clay. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Then from the sperm drop. ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Then He made them into pairs, male and female. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَىٰ وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ. And there is no female, either human or animal, who bears something in her womb and then gives birth to it, but it is in the knowledge of Allah. وَمَا يُعْمَرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ. And no one is granted long life, nor anyone is diminished in his life. وَإِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. All these things are already recorded in the book. What is that book? The book of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَلَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Verily this is very easy for Allah. It might seem to you to be very difficult. How is it possible? But for Allah it is easy. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. And the two seas or water currents are not equal. هَذَا عَزْمٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِبٌ شَرَابٌ. This current, the water is fresh, sweet and palatable. وَهَذَا مِلْهُ الْعُجَاجٌ. And side by side another current is flowing. And the water is salty and bitter. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ تَعْقُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَوِيًّا. And from both you eat fresh meat. Fish you catch from both. Fish from the bitter water also. But it is not bitter. You are getting fish from the sweet water also. And you are getting fish from the bitter water also. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ تَعْقُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَوِيًّا. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. And from both, you take out pearls which you adorn. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَبَاكِرًا. And you see the ships going on just as if ploying, you know. لِتَبْتَغُوا بِالْفَضْلِهِ. So that you can get the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you are thankful to Allah. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. He merges the night into the day. Sometimes the day is shortening and the night is becoming longer and longer. What does it mean? This light is entering into the day. And at other times, it is the reverse process. يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Merges night into the day into the night. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And he is subjected the sun and the moon, كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. All of them were running in their course for a fixed period of time. Ajalin musamma. It's not forever. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. He is Allah, your Lord, who has created all these things, who is controlling all this universe. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. To whom belongs this sovereignty? وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ. And as for those whom you are calling upon besides him, they have no authority. Even like the membrane over the dead stone. You know, in the dead stone. And over it, there's a very fine membrane. It's sometimes you must have seen. So this is a very small thing. So Allah says that nobody has any authority in this universe even equal to this very small, minor membrane of the stone of the dead. In tanuhum la yasma'u du'aakum. If you call them, they are not going to listen to your calls. In tanuhum la yasma'u du'aakum. If you call upon them, they are not going to listen to your prayers. Wallahu sami'u. And if they listen, mastajabu lakum. They can't listen. Or they can't grant your prayers. For example, if you are praying something which has no existence whatsoever, it's a different story. But if you are praying to the ruh of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, or you are praying to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe they are listening, but they can't grant your prayers. Maybe they have listened. Wa in law sami'u mastajabu lakum. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. And on the day of judgment, they will deny your associating them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. And nobody will be able to inform you the truth like him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is aware of everything. He is telling you this is going to happen. You will be hoping that certain such people or angels will intercede on our behalf. And they will refuse. And they will become enemies to you. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Oh mankind, you are the ones that stand in need towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need Him. You need sustenance from Him. Your life is also by His command. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And Allah, He is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. He doesn't need anybody. إِنْ يَشَى يُرْهِمْكُمْ وَيَاتِ الْخَلْقِ الْجَدِيدُ. If He so desires, He will take you away, destroy you, and a new creation He will bring in your place. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And this is not at all hard and difficult for Allah. وَلَا تَذَرُ وَازِنَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no burdened soul will be able to bear some other soul's burden. And if one, وَإِذَا مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ حِمْلِهَا. If someone heavily laden soul calls for help, لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ. Nothing of it shall be carried by anyone. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَىٰ. Although they might be their relatives, no father will be able to share the burden of the son, and no son will be able to share the burden of the father. إِنَّمَا تُنْدُرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can only warn those who keep fearing their Lord in the unseen. وَقَامُ السَّلَاةِ. And they establish prayer. وَمَنْ تَذَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَذَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever purifies his soul, he is purifying it for the benefit of his own. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have all to return. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْعَمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. And the blind and the seeing men are not equal. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ. Nor the darkness and the light are equal. وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُّ. In the same way, the shade and the heat, they are not equal. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ. In the same way, the dead and the living, they are not equal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah makes only such people listen whom He wishes. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ Mansil Kubur, and oh Muhammad, you cannot make those listen who are in the grave. What does it mean? Not actually grave. When the spirit in a man dies, he becomes now a grave, moving grave, walking grave. The spirit is dead in that body, animal body. Now you are animals only. Ulaika al-an'am bal hum adall. As human beings, you are dead. Abu Jahl was living, but spiritually dead. Living as an animal. Abu Lahab was living, but as an animal. Spiritually he was dead. In Anta illa Nazir, O Muhammad, you are only a warner. Inna arsalnaka bil haqqi bashiran wa nazira. And we have sent you with truth, with a very big purpose, as a bearer of the great tidings and as a warner. Wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nazir. And there has been no ummah, no community, no race, no nation in which no warner has been sent. So actually in the Quran we find the names of only those prophets and messengers who were sent to the Middle East area, not the rest of the world. But as a principle you must know that the prophets and messengers of Allah have come to all the regions of the world. But they are not mentioned in Quran, because now the Arabs should have been first taught the geography and history of nations, and then they could understand who was Gautam Buddha and who was such and such, and who was Confucius, and who was, maybe they were the, maybe these people, maybe Socrates, maybe just Mumkin, just possible. Maybe he was a prophet of Allah, because we can't say as to what is attributed them today. This is what Buddha told, but we can't rely on it. Maybe it is all false. Because these Christians, what they say about Christ, can we accept it? No. Had we not been given the knowledge by Quran that he was a prophet of Allah, how can we have accepted him as a prophet of Allah? Just as we can't accept Krishnaji Maharaj as a prophet. By what their people say about them, we can't accept. But might be these things are wrong. Wrong things and wrong teachings are attributed to them. Why you can say muka faqat kazzab al-lazina min qablihi? If they are denying you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so those people also who were before you, they belied the messengers. Ya'athum rasuluhum bil bayyinat. To them, their messengers came with clear signs, wa bil zubur, and with books, wa bil kitab al munir, and the illuminating book containing a code, a law, a sharia. Summa akhadtu alladhina kafaru. Then I seized those who disbelieved. Fa kayfa kana nakeer. Just recall, what was our punishment and denial to them? Alam tara anna Allah anzala min as-samaa'i maa. Have you not seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water from this heaven? Fakhrajna bihi thamaratin mukhtalifan alwanuha. And then we bring forth from the earth with this water the fruits who have different colors. The same land. Now the oranges have different colors. Something else. In Florida, these are the lakes. They are different in size, shape, color, taste. But the land is the same, water is the same. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيزٌ. And among the mountains you will see, there are streaks. There are streaks white in color. وَحُمْرٌ. And red. مُخْتَلِفًا لَوَانُهَا. Streaks of different colors. وَغَرَابِ بَسُودٌ. And some of these streaks are so black as the color of the crows. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ. And in the same way, from among the mankind and the animals, وَالْأَنْعَامِ and the cattle, مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. Their colors are also different. The Africans, the Europeans, the Chinese, the yellow masses of the East, according to De Gaulle, beware of the yellow masses of the East. So, Allah has created all men, but they have different colors. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. كَذَلِكَ. In the same way. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Verily, only those bondsmen of Allah have real fear of Allah, who have knowledge. So this knowledge of this universe, A very beautiful saying of Dr. Rafiuddin. He used to say, this universe is the work of God. He has created it. He is working it. He is controlling it. He is running it. So what it is? It is the work of God. And what is this book? This is the word of God. There can be no contradiction between Quran and the universe. If there appears to be some contradiction, here our understanding has failed. The former Mufassirin, they didn't have this knowledge. The knowledge that we have today, explosion of knowledge in all fields. Now we can better appreciate Quran. We can have a better consciousness of how mighty Allah is. Maybe a few hundred years back, people might have thought this sky is about 10 miles from this earth. That would help in their assessment. Not more than that. But do we know today? These galaxies, the difference, the distances between the galaxies. Within a galaxy, the distances between the stars. Unimaginable. For a layman, these things are unimaginable. Only for those who study this astronomy as a subject, they can have some idea. Otherwise, we should stagger when we see the figures. This value raised to the power 30. Now you can't imagine what it will become, you know, when it is raised to the power 30, raised to the power 80. So, إِنَّمَا يَخْسَ اللَّهَ بِنِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. But what has happened, you know, this is the calamity or unfortunate, I should say, that today, despite all this knowledge, the scientists are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they have closed one eye. They never turn to the scriptures. They never read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are seeing in a microscope. What are they seeing? You cannot see them. That a scientist is seeing in the microscope. What they are seeing in the telescope, I and you might not have any chance in the life to see that. What they are seeing in the telescope, they are seeing everything except Allah. They can't see Allah. This is the tragedy of modern times. And this is actually the fitna of Dajjal. Dajjal is one eye. What does it mean? Allah gave us two eyes to look. One is the word of Allah. The other to see the work of Allah. Now we are engaged in seeing the work of Allah, but we have closed the other eye, the word of Allah. And this is the Dajjal. And we have that fitna before us. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ بِنِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Verily Allah is Almighty and forgiving. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورَ. Verily, those who recite the book of Allah, establish the prayers, and spend from whatever we have given them, in secret as well as openly, they are the people who are hoping a good commerce with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not going to perish. Now this is tijara, yarjuna tijara. This deal with Allah has been termed a tijara. And you must be remembering, some of you at least, that this word comes in Surah As-Saff. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, you who believe, should I lead you to a tijara, to a bargain, to a commerce, to a trade, the profit of which will be that you will be delivered from the fire of hell. In the same way we have in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَىٰ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. Allah has actually, He has bought from the believers their life as well as their wealth and property in exchange with Allah. So this term is used many a times. It's also a trade, a bargain. You are trading here. And you want to get some gain. In the same way, this deal is also a trade. But the gain is going to be in the hereafter. A very big gain, which you cannot imagine even. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in full their wages وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ and add to them from his bounty. Well, wage has to be calculated from the labor that you have done. It will be calculated. But the fadl of Allah, bounty of Allah, it is not to be calculated by anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give whatsoever he likes. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ Verily, he is the forgiver and he is forbearing and appreciating. Whatever you do for him, he appreciates. This is shukr from Allah. This shukr is used from both sides. We should thank Allah. This is shukr that Allah has given us these bounties. Allah thanks us. How? He appreciates. My bondman has done this for me. He has given so much of his property for my deen. He has dedicated his life for my book. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ Dedicating himself to understanding my book and spreading the knowledge and wisdom of my book. So Allah appreciates. This is the shukr from Allah. He is also shakur. And we are also shakur. But the connotation would differ. وَالَّذِي وَعَهِنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ هُوَ الْحَقِّ And whatever we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, from the book, it is absolutely truth. هو الحق ومصدقا لما بين يديه. It confirms that which is already present before it, Torah and Injil. إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير. Verily Allah for his bondsmen is aware and surely seer. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا. Then we inherited the book to the people whom we have chosen. Moses given Torah. After him, who inherited the book? The children of Israel, the Ummah. Quran given to whom? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who inherited the book? The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah says, among those who inherit the book from the Messenger of Allah, there are three types of people. Some of them are who do wrong to themselves, don't care for the book, don't read it. What to speak of conveying it to others? They themselves not reading. So they are doing good and harm, they are doing bad and harm to themselves. وَمِنْ هُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ And among them are some who are in the middle, do some good deeds also, but along with that bad deeds also. Both ways. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ And some of them are those who outstep and who are very far ahead in virtues and in good. You know, there might be one who dedicates his full life for this. He is سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ He has outstepped others. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ This is the biggest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in the third category. There's no harm in praying to Allah. Oh Allah include us in them. Jannatu Adnin, for them there will be the gardens of bliss and perpetuity. Yadkhulunaha, they will live there forever. Yuhallawna fiha min asabira min zahabin wa lulu'a. And they will be adorned in that place with bracelets of gold and pearls. Walibas of the Ahrir. And their robes in Jannah will be from silk. وَقَالُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَسْهَمَ عَنْ أَذَرٍ And they will say then, all praise be to Allah. Who has removed all grief from us. Now nothing to grieve, nothing to fear. We have entered this total peace. Jannah. وَقَالُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنُ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ Verily our Lord is forgiving and appreciating. الَّذِي أَهْلَنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Who? He who has out of his bounty, made us dwell in the everlasting abode. La yamassana fiha nasabun, wa la yamassana fiha lughub. In this Jannah, now no toil will touch us, no weariness will touch us. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Now, in the contrast, as for those who disbelieved, لَهُمْ نَعْرُ جَهَنَّمْ. For them will be the fire of hell. لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ. For them, it shall not be done with them. That it has come to an end. They will not have any death, so that they are free from the chastisement. فَيَمُوتُوا. There can be no death for them. وَلَا يُخَفَّفْ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. And also the chastisement of the hell will not be decreased or lightened for them. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. In this way, we reward every ungrateful being. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهِ. And they will be crying there in that hell. And saying, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا. And they'll be saying, oh, our Lord, please take us out from here. Namal Salihan, we promise. Now we shall do good deeds. Dharan Lari Kunna Namal, not those which we have been doing. Avalam Nu'ammirkum. Didn't we give you a long life in the world? Ma yatazakkaru fihi man tazakkara. Whosoever had admonition and reminding they had during that life. And you wasted your life. وَجَعَكُمْ النَّذِيرِ. And a warner also came to you. فَذُوقُوا. Now don't address me and taste. فَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. There's no helper for these evildoers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily Allah knows all the unseen of the heaven and the earth. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Verily, he knows whatever is in the hearts of the people. Who will be jalakum khalaifa fil ard? It is he that has made you successors in this world. Some other people were living here. They died. Now you are living. Generation after generation. Generation succeeding the other. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. Whosoever disbelieves and rejects the faith, well, the punishment of that will come to him. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا مَخْتًا. And for these disbelievers, their disbelief will not increase except the wrath of their Lord. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرُونَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And this disbelief of these disbelievers will not add for them but loss. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you ever thought and considered about those deities whom you call upon besides Allah? Aruni maza khalaqu min al-ard. Show me what they have created in this world, in this earth. Am lahum shirkun fis samawat? Or do you think they have any partnership with Allah in the heavens? Am atainahum kitaban fahum ala bayyinatin minhu. Have we given them some scripture, some book, and they are on a ground, on an argument of that book. بَلْ إِنْ يَعِذُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. But actually these evildoers promise each other delusions and deceits. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَزُولَا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds the heavens and the earth, lest they should move from their positions. وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا. And if they actually move from their positions, what will happen to the universe? You can imagine. You know, all these big bodies will be colliding with each other. إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. If they change their position, nobody can stop them from doing it except Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Verily, He is forbearing, forgiving. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِ. And they swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their most earnest oaths. لَيْجَاهُمْ نَذِيرٌ. If some warner comes to us, لَيَكُونَنَّا أَهْدَى مِنْ إِهْدَى الْأُمَمْ, then we shall become most rightly guided people than any other rightly guided people of the world. They used to fear. But فَلَمَّا جَاهُمْ نَذِيرٌ, when a warner has come to them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا, now there is nothing increasing in them except aversion. This environment is not an arrogance in this world. And evil designing, they are planning how to stop this dawah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from spreading. وَلَا يَهِيقُ الْمَكْرُ سَيِّهُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. But this evil devising and planning, it encompasses only the one who is planning it. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. They are not waiting for anything except the fate of the ancients. What happened to Aad and Samud? They are waiting for the same fate. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ رَسُلَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You will never find any change in the practices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rules, regulations of Allah. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ رَسُلَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعْوِيلًا. And you will find any turning off in the sunnah, in the practice of Allah. أَوَلَمْ يَسِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Have they not travelled in the land and seen what had been the end of those people who were before them? وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. They were more powerful than them, than these Quraysh, Aad and Samud. These two nations of the Arabian Peninsula were very great nations. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعْجِزَهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But Allah is not such that anything can defeat Him, neither in this land, earth, nor in the heavens. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. He knows everything and He is all-powerful. وَلَوْ يُعَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. And if Allah was to hasten and seize the evildoers immediately, then He would not have left a living creature on this earth. If He seizes, punishes immediately, you are finished. So Allah gives, you know, He gives respite. وَلَاكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. Allah doesn't punish immediately. He gives them respite till a time which is fixed for every nation. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. For every community, there is a fixed term. فَإِذَا جَعَا جَلُهُمْ. When the sick time will come for them, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا, then verily Allah is seeing His servants and He will deal with them accordingly. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.